producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Tonight, coming up this hour, don't forget we have nailed the score at the tail end of our 60-minute affair here. So in our very last segment, your chance to win a computer from America Tonight if you correctly nail the score. Our computer randomly picks the game of the week in the NFL. You call in, take a guess who's going to win. Don't have to know anything about football. Just have to make a good guess and get lucky. Kind of like the lottery or Keno if you've ever been to Vegas or done the Keno thing somewhere else. Or like Vingo. Vingo, my new game. Bingo, like bingo, she said. Bingo, we've got a war of words going on between Russia and the United States all over the downed plane. Also in Chicago, there's big fear over video that was released of a Chicago officer who shot a black teenager last October. He has been charged with first-degree murder, but there's protests that have developed throughout the city on Tuesday. You have the mayor, you have the governor, and so many others, including the family of Laquan McDonald, who was shot, the 17-year-old, and killed last year, calling for calm tempers and not to see that city explode over this video that is pretty explicit to watch, where he's walking down the street, just about 10 feet away, who knows what was said, but an officer, Jason Van Dyke, who's been charged with murder, unloads 16 rounds in 14 seconds. He did have a small knife. He was on some drugs, and so there's questions abounding about that. There's questions about why did it take so long for all this to come out. And, of course, when you're talking about cops in these scenarios and the investigation, they're saying this is what we had to do. We wanted to make sure everything was sealed, meaning everything was checked out in every possible direction, from the autopsy to measuring the shots and the weapon and the whole thing. I think it seems as though that is a long time, and I guarantee this is not the last we have heard of this. By the way, the family got from the city $5 million after the shooting. So there was a visitor at the White House this week, Francois Hollande, the really beleaguered man behind France because of what happened less than 2 weeks ago in Paris, was meeting with the president. They emerged saying there's a vow of unity against ISIS, and then they appeal to Russia as well, both presidents. So France and the U.S. pledging to step up the fight against the Islamic State and saying to Russia, throw your weight behind the global effort to resolve the four-year Syrian conflict. While this was happening, Turkey shooting down a Russian warplane, you know, ended up taking center stage, and this idea of coordinating the fight against ISIS was thrown in a different direction when it comes to the Russians. So that's why they were both calling for Russia to push that aside, to do what they have to do to help clobber ISIS. Hollande said he and Obama agreed to scale up the strikes both in Syria and in Iraq to broaden the scope, to strengthen the intelligence sharing regarding any of the targets. Both said they would boost support for forces battling ISIS on the ground, continuing to rule out any ground campaign, however. France is not going to intervene militarily on the ground, Hollande said, because there's calls for him to do that for France to push forward all the way in, and others to say to stay out of it. So they reiterated their determination to see Assad step down to give Syria, they both say, Obama and Hollande, a chance for peace. saying it should be as soon as possible. Well, you have Russia protecting Assad and Syria, so that's not going to happen anytime soon. There are 65 countries now in the battle against ISIS. 65. That's a lot. But yet, they're elusive. They find ways to infiltrate because it's not, as we obviously know, it's not your average war. It's a terroristic jihadist will take you out how we have to. So we have this worldwide travel alert for American citizens because of the increased terror threats in the wake of what happened in Paris, Mali, Turkey, and a whole bunch of other places. They say there is no specific credible threat to the homeland from ISIS, just a whole bunch of them. Every day there's a different threat, but there's nothing specific saying stay away from here or stay away from there. There's just a whole bunch of threats. In Belgium, Brussels is in a fourth day of lockdown because of this fear of a terrorist strike, and they're still hunting for Abdou Assalam, the Belgian-born mastermind, it seems, of the Paris attacks. And they still haven't been able to come up with him. They've searched, they say, 1,200 homes. They've arrested 165 people. Wow. They've now taken 230 weapons. The interior minister calls them weapons of war, for whatever that means. That's scary. And they were all there in Brussels. How many are traced back to this one cell or this one person or whatever? I don't know. They don't know at this point. They're not releasing that. But regardless, scary, the wide net that they're casting, and this is why France is in the situation that is in, because they want to stay in that state of emergency, knowing that they'll have more leeway to be able to do what they think they have to do to get everybody responsible in custody or take them out. Because it hasn't even been 2 weeks. We're coming up on that, but it hasn't been, it sure feels longer than that, but it hasn't even been 2 weeks since the Paris deal. Hard to believe, huh? Really hard to believe. So I'm wondering, this Thanksgiving, if you had to put a list of turkeys from the past year together, all together, mix them in, it could be somebody famous, not famous, whatever, just shocking stories. I'll tell you who would make the list, but turkey's not strong enough, and so that's the problem with the definition. I would say for biggest turkeys, we could look at people who have just done some unbelievable things, meaning they look us in the eye, say one thing, and then something else is going on. And we certainly have seen a lot of that when it comes to criminal activity, I'll say. And my list is long, and I'm coming back with some of that list. On the flip side, what's your list? Biggest turkey, period. 855-266-5283. I'm living on dog food.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor, proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Biggest turkey of 2015. Who makes your list? Oh, that's brilliant. I'll tell you who makes my list. The tannest man in the land. He is no longer the Speaker of the House. John Boehner, not connected to D.C. any longer. But I think that John Boehner was one of the biggest turkeys in politics this year. He basically flipped the proverbial bird to his GOP friends and then left them holding the bag. I would also put Kevin McCarthy on that list too, from California, because he put the GOP in a squishy spot when he basically watered down Benghazi by saying that, well, that was the Republicans were trying to, the party's trying to get Hillary Clinton. That's why the Benghazi hearings and everything we've been doing about Benghazi. I'm simplifying it, but pretty much that's what you could read into what he said. So both of those two would make my list. Congressman McCarthy would make my list. John Boehner, former Speaker of the House, would also make my list. And he's a turkey because he was trying to always play two sides to the middle. Not playing nice with the president and still be a strong speaker. He's trying to, I think he was like a double agent to me when I would read the things that would happen. So you may have different turkeys, and you can share them with us at 855-266-5283. Don't forget, coming up, a conversation with Brandon Lang. And then we swing into Nail the Score. Before we go there, let's go to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Kate.
Hello, Dan.
Sweetheart, my turkey of the year would be Barack Obama, who is a mealy-mouth, double-talking, watch my left hand, I'll see what my right hand will do. While he's trying to bring in all these Muslims to sandbag us, at the same time, he's flying in 150 illegal aliens from Mexico to California. Okay? This is a double-dealing, backstabbing, no-good, Nick. And we have an enemy in the White House, and the only resolve for us is to have him impeached. You're going to see unbridled, unconstitutional acts out of this man for the next year and some months. Okay, now, did you hear about the unsuccessful Muslim suicide vest bomber?
In Paris, where they found the bomb, you mean?
No, where they found
the vest?
No. This is for real.
This is for real. Yeah, the one where they found the... You're talking about still in France where they found the vest?
No. This is a joke for you, babe.
No.
Are you ready?
No, let me play along. What is the punchline?
He had 21 missions.
21 missions.
That's terrible.
Ah, 21 missions.
Yeah.
That's brutal.
Well, it's your turn. You got to tell me a joke now.
Do I know a joke? I do know a joke.
Okay.
There was a guy who went to a priest to go to confession, and in the confession he said, "Bless me, Father, for I have committed adultery." And the priest said, "Oh, with Mrs. O'Leary." And he said, "No, not Mrs. O'Leary." And then he said, "Ah, with Mrs. Calcutty." "No, not with Mrs. Calcutty." Then he said, "Oh, with Mrs. Maloney." And he said, "No, but thanks for the three leads."
Bless you, my child, for you have scored. I've got some material to run down tomorrow.
Love it.
Aren't you going to ask me what I had for dinner tonight for my little midnight snack?
I think you need to share your dinner with the world. What did you have for dinner?
Tonight was stuffed pork chops with baked potatoes with a butter sauce and peas. And a little something special was some pie that we had, which was really, really grubby and good. And tomorrow I'm baking a bunch of pies. I got my turkey set down for the big deal, slow thaw, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting all ready for a slam bang up routine. But enough from me. I know there's probably some other people who want to get in, so I'm going to let you go. But like I say, Obama is our turkey of the year.
Thanks, Dan in Texas. The problem is, though, Dan always has him on his list. So that's not a new turkey for him, for sure. And I think with politics, it's easy. There's a lot of things that you could look at, politically speaking, if you wanted to talk about turkeys in that sense. If you wanted to talk about, celebrities, you can go in a lot of different directions with celebrities. It's just too darn easy, isn't it, to pick on, you know, name a show. And pick a celebrity, and it'd be easy to do it. We'll do some more of that as we move along. Continuing the discussion on, I think, something that people are talking about a lot in your backyard and in my backyard, they're talking about this, is what, and maybe not, but, you know, the whole food safety thing, right? Because I keep seeing, in the last month, I guess it's been, I keep seeing all these things about E. coli. It's like, are you kidding me? E. coli, linked to chicken salad at Costco. Great. We just got a membership at Costco. I mean, and of course, it's one outbreak and it's one area, so you don't get hysterical necessarily over that. But then I saw another E. coli outbreak. And just last week, I saw another E. coli outbreak. Now, this is... I used to think, my friends, wouldn't eat meat and do all that stuff. He's thinking, oh, how can you miss that? And I am definitely from a meat-eating potato vegetable family. But the more I keep seeing this stuff, the more frightening it becomes. You have to be so careful. And I think that's part of it. And I'm wondering, when I say it's the buzz in your backyard, I'm wondering if people also aren't careful, like Chipotle had an E. coli outbreak, six states. So their shares are tumbling. So when you say food safety, is this the washing hands thing? There's so much that can be related to E. coli. And just food safety at home. Man, I am careful with, I'm careful with it, with cleaning off. You know, when you're chopping something, cleaning it off, and because of all the stuff that, especially lately, I've been reading, 40 people, six different states, and the new cases, California, Ohio, New York, Minnesota, not good. 16 had to be hospitalized. Luckily, nobody's died. There's no reports of that because the ultimate ending of E. coli can be death. And, you know, Chipotle's tagline, as somebody pointed out to me, is food with integrity. And so that's their whole reputation, healthy, fresh food. But it's the third lapse that they've had. I mean, that's a big black mark for Chipotle, which is huge. They're coast to coast. They just exploded. And so they first found it in Seattle, and then it's gone from there. They're hiring, this is smart. If I were their communications director, this is exactly what I would say. Hire a food safety consultant, and that's what they did. They're testing the food. They're changing their food preparation procedures to make sure that all the actions are followed in the other restaurants. And that's a smart thing to do. It's all about that cleanness. It's all about chicken and what are you doing, where are they putting all these foods and all of that. So there may be a common supplier, they say, with a common food, and that's what's tricky, and they're trying to figure that out. And they did find out that they had salmonella infections linked to imported cucumbers. The CDC said that, but that's not a Chipotle thing, and that they had a bunch of people that got sick, really, really super sick, and then four people died from that outbreak, but those two are unrelated. People are trying to tie them together. They're not related at all. The Chipotle thing is just completely different, and, you know, I say America Tonight, so often we talk about politics, of course, and the frustrations. That's why I said biggest turkeys. And the food safety thing, again, I could not emphasize that more. I've seen people just fling around their sandwiches, and I think, ooh, and I'm watching someone grab it up, and, you know, it's good to take that napkin and wipe everything down. And I'm not even a germaphobe. Hang with us, Brandon Lang. He's not a germaphobe either. He's next on America Tonight. My kids have died. I blow the dragon's breath.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
This is my recital. I think it's very vital. To rock around, that's right,
on time.
Here we go. Yeah. To rock around, that's right, on time. It's tricky. It's tricky. It's tricky. 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 Yeah. To rock around, that's right, on time. It's tricky.
Welcome back to America Tonight, my favorite time of the week when we get a chance to check in with our pal Brandon Lang. He is the odds maker extraordinaire in a sense because he really knows how to read what's happening. As we know, this has been a wacky, I think this past week was crazy in the NFL. It's been a strange year to really, it's kind of like shaking the monkeys in the barrel and throwing them out on the floor and hoping that they all connect. So with that, he's in our virtual green room right now. Wow. As we roll through another week in the NFL, it has been crazy, hasn't it?
I'll tell you what, you know, to get, you know, I'm judged on what I do on the website. I'll come on with you and talk about games, and you'll ask me about a game, and I'll give my opinion. But I'm really validated on what goes on the website. And to get to week 11 of college football and week 12 of the NFL and to have not lost on Saturday and Sunday back-to-back this year, it's pretty amazing. It's not that I knew it was coming, but I keyed Oklahoma State over Baylor on Saturday. They play their worst game of the year. And then I played with fire. I went against Green Bay one more time and watched Minnesota play their worst game of the year. And so going into last night with Buffalo and New England, I had not lost three football plays in a row the entire year on the website. So you knew something had to give. And I just had a sneaky feeling that this game was going to fall on 7. I knew it. I didn't feel like buying down to 6.5 or buying up to 7.5, but I knew it was going to be a low-scoring game. So I teased New England down to a pick 'em, took the total up to 54.5 and went under and sat back and watched the game go pretty much just as I thought it would and got back on the winning track with that two-team teaser. So I still yet to lose three football plays in a row. It was good to get that Monday night winner and a little hop in my step today going into this week. So I think we had some great games, some great lines, and just feels good. Listen, the overall run still 17 42-20-1. So nothing wrong with that. Did drop two in a row. A little disappointed there, but got back on track yesterday. So all good in the hood.
Yeah, that is good. Bouncing back, you're right, just as you did on Monday night, because that was also kind of a crazy game, like I said, in looking at this week as we move forward. When you look across at all the games, and, you know, we got a couple of games on Thursday because it's those Thanksgiving games. The Eagles and the Lions are playing. The Panthers are playing as well, the Panthers and the Cowboys. And then you even have the Bears and the Packers because, of course, they've expanded it to three. I think sometimes those games that those Thursday games can be tricky, right?
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, you look at Detroit the last couple of weeks. You look at what they've done. The big win at Green Bay, found out a way to come back and hold off Oakland, and now they're a one-point home underdog. I don't know if you can touch that game based on the state of the Philadelphia Eagles. Rumored Chip Kelly's going to be gone at the end of the year. The implosion at home with Mark Sanchez against Tampa Bay. You know, then you go over here to Carolina and Dallas, and, you know, Dallas opened up as a one-point favorite, but now all of a sudden the public's jumped on the undefeated Panthers, and they're now laying 1.5. Don't know what I'm going to do there. And then, of course, with Chicago and Green Bay, I'm going to stay away from Green Bay for a while. I made some big money with Denver beating them, some big money with Carolina beating them, and they got some of their money back last week. So right now I may key a total. I may go to the College Board on Thursday, but it's a tough card on Thursday.
Yeah, absolutely it is. When you look further down the line at some of the Sunday games, is there one that jumps out at you?
Yeah, I don't know for the life of me. Pittsburgh's getting 4.5 coming out of a bye week against Seattle. And I know Seattle's playing better. But, you know, before you put the cart before the horse when it comes to the Seattle Seahawks, you know, in theory, who did they beat? They beat a terrible San Francisco team, lost to Arizona, struggled to beat Dallas, and they beat this Frisco team again. What warrants them to be laying more than a field goal to a good football team right now? I don't get it. Carolina went there and beat them. To struggle to score 13 in Dallas, and then you get beat by Arizona, and now, we beat San Francisco 29-13, and now you're laying more than a field goal to Pittsburgh and Big Ben. You watch Pittsburgh go up there and make that game very interesting. Loving me some Steelers plus the 4.5.
Yeah, I love that. I love that game. I was hoping you would pick that one, and I even had some questions about it. You know, we'd come off of the whole Patriots thing, as you said, Monday night. So now you have the Patriots undefeated. You have the Broncos, but Peyton Manning's not in there for the Broncos. It's Osweiler.
Yeah, what's appealing to me right now, and early money shows, is look how good that Patriot defense played last night.
Yeah.
They won the game. Brady struggled. Their defense made enough plays to keep them in it till Brady figured out what they were doing. And then New England does what New England does, fundamentally sound winning football games. And the clock management of New England was absolutely flawless. And teams need to learn from that, because if you go back to the Cincinnati Arizona game Sunday night, and Cincinnati just completes a pass down to the 32-yard line with a minute 45 to go, and Cincinnati has two timeouts. Why are they rushing? Why are they rushing to run a play? You have two timeouts. You're first and 10 at their 32. A, you're in field goal range to win the game. B, Arizona's got no timeouts. Relax. Let the clock run to under a minute. If you got two timeouts in the NFL and a minute to work with, that's like having 3 minutes. And Andy Dalton rushes to the line. Hugh Jackson and Marvin Lewis let him rush to the line. And then they force a pass down the right sideline to stop the clock. Then the next play they run an out, pat him, gain 8 yards, and stop the clock again. And so on third down, what do they do? Well, it's third and two. Why don't you run a draw, pick up the first down, take a timeout, 52 seconds to go. Now you're at the 20, first and 10. No, let's throw to a man of coverage in the right corner again, incomplete, kick a field goal, and let's leave Carson Palmer a minute to beat you. Unbelievable
to
me, Kate.
I know, I agree.
And no one ever points out how bad these coaches are at clock management. Yet Brady and Belichick, exactly what they're supposed to do. Punt it away, 20 seconds, no timeouts, minute 50, you can't go 80 yards and beat my defense.
Yeah, so, you know, you make a great point that Belichick is the guy. You can say whatever you want about Deflategate, cheating, whatever, things happen, but he is pound for pound the best guy when it comes to clock management, isn't he?
Yep, and they listen, they could have taken a chance there.
Yep.
And thrown on third and four and tried to pick up that first down and been able to take a knee. And he said, no, you take that clock under 2 minutes because I will bet my life there's not a team in the NFL that can go 70, 80 yards on my defense with no timeouts under 2 minutes. And if you do it, great, I'll tip my cap. But it sure as hell ain't going to be Tyrod Taylor. And Belichick was right. They got, you know, they got up to around the 50, but it just wasn't happening. So, like the way their defense looked last night, Denver's defense has been rock solid all year long. And with all the injuries, with New England being as banged up as they are, Amendola went down, LaFell went down, Harper, they're probably going to sign somebody off the practice squad this week. And then to get Brady to implement all that with the banged up offensive line, I just do not see this game reaching the 45. So really like Pittsburgh at value number plus 4.5. Do love this under 46 with New England Denver. I have no idea how they're going to get to that number.
Yeah, I agree. It's so funny, you know, you talk about Carson Palmer, you talk about Cincinnati and Arizona the last week, and now you have the Cardinals on the road against the 49ers. But people have asked me to ask you about this. Here's that trap where the number, you're talking about 11.5, Arizona's given up 11.5. That's still a pretty big number against a crummy 49er team in San Francisco, isn't it?
Big time, big time. Anytime you get double digit divisional road favorites, triple D's, not those triple D's. I know everyone would like to have them, but I'm talking about the double digit divisional road favorite. Most of the time, that dog figures out a way to cover the number. Remember, you've got to be up with 11.5 number, 17. So you got to be up more than 20. In the fourth quarter to protect yourself against the back door. And this is a Niners defense that has played well at home, held Aaron Rodgers to 17 points earlier this year. Even Seattle struggled to score in the 20s against them. So my lean, the little squeaky leaner, would probably be San Francisco plus the points. But with that being said, you're asking Blaine Gabbert to step up and play a perfect game. Could be one of the worst first-round draft choices in the history of NFL. I put it right up there with Ryan Leaf when the Jaguars drafted him out of Missouri. But with that being said, the total 44.5 looks appealing to me. I just, again, double-digit divisional road favorites. I just have a feeling San Francisco sneaks inside the number.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see, but I think you're right. All right, Brandon Lang, go to BrandonLang.com, best website around, honestly. You get great info, and you can sign up, and I think you'll feel pretty good about it as we are, week 12, unbelievable.
Unbelievable week 12. One week free all access pass. If your listeners haven't taken advantage of it, it's the holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas. It's a free week. 11 to 12 best bets a day for 7 straight days. Absolutely free. Enjoy. Everybody's on a roll. Anthony Redd won last night. Brad Wilton won last night. I won last night. Somebody had the total last night under the posted total. It was a great, great night across the board. All the guys that took Buffalo bought it up to 7.5. Guys that took New England bought it down to 6.5. I teased it. It was a good night. So roll up our sleeves. Let's get ready to get after it and keep this roll going.
I love it. Brandon Lang, happy Thanksgiving and thanks.
You too, Kate.
Bye-bye.
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. ProPure water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Oh, yes, it is. The Thanksgiving version. And boy, would I love for somebody to win this doggone computer. It's in my hands right now. I so desperately want to give it away, but we have to crown a winner for us to be able to do that. I'll just briefly explain. Here's how it works. Once the computer randomly picks the game of the week in the NFL, you call in and you tell us who you think's going to win. You don't have to give us any scientific evidence of why you're picking that team. But you tell us who you think's going to win and what you think the final score is going to be of that game. If you correctly nail the score, you win. Not bad. Right before Christmas, to win a computer that has a detachable keyboard, a computer that has a tablet, in other words, that you can also walk around with, I'm going to say that's pretty good if somebody can nail the score. So here's hoping that that happens. On that note, Nathan, let her rip. Wow. This is a tough one. All right, so the nail the score game, it is pretty exciting because it's Thanksgiving. Panthers and the Cowboys. Panthers and the Cowboys. So when you call this number, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, tell us who you think is going to win, Panthers or the Cowboys, and what the final score will be. What is the final score of the Panthers and the Cowboys? Seems as though many people might already be away for Thanksgiving. You can only get in the next 10 minutes or shoot me an email at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. And this is the game of the week, the Cowboys and the Panthers, 855-266-5283. Nathan, who do you think wins?
I'm going to go with the Cowboys. How about 24-18, Cowboys?
24-18. So Tony Romo picking up another game after beating Miami last week, trying to make it happen again this week. I'm there with you. I'm going to pick the Cowboys too. Nathan is such a huge sports fan, by the way. So for me, it's the Romo factor. They had lost seven straight. It was dire. He comes back in, checked his collarbone, but he is going to make a difference even in a tight game. And that was a lame game against Miami. Against the Panthers, it's going to be really, really tough. So I am, you know, I was going to pick the Cowboys, but I'm not. With the Panthers, it's like they're due for a loss, but I'm going to say the Panthers win, and I think the Panthers win it by score of 31-21. By the way, you can take my score if you like my score or Nathan's score, because we are not eligible to win. 855-266-5283. Nailing the score, Cowboys and the Panthers. Who wins? What's the final score of the game? Our man Dan in Texas is back again. Hey, Dan.
Hello. Okay, 31-17. Panthers.
Yeah, 31-17. Panthers. Cam Newton is for real. So, at least for now.
And 31 stomp on the Cowboys.
Yeah, there you go. So, much bigger spread than I had. But, Dan, thanks. Happy Thanksgiving. And he says 31-17. By the way, any of the guesses, I'll say it again. I said 31-21 Panthers. Nathan said Cowboys 24-18. If you like any of those scores, you can take those scores. And when you're sending them in to us through the magic of Al Gore's internet, don't worry. We get them in. We get them in, so you're not going to be stuck. In fact, I've got three here, boom, 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 like that, as soon as it left my lips. Scotty boy. Scotty has a crazy score. He says Panthers win 45-17. This one from Richard, listening to us in Sarasota. He says, Sarasota loved you! And then says, it's the Panthers all the way, Kate. And the final score of that was going to be 38-7. Wow. So Tony Romo is just going to get decked, I guess. Let's go to, and I'll bounce back to the email in a second. Let's go to Mia in Washington State. Hey, Mia.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for the call. Who do you think wins?
I'm going to go with the Panthers.
Uh-huh.
Over Dallas, 35-17.
35-17. Mia, we got you. Thanks for listening and checking in here. You could win that computer. Don't worry. We'll announce it. We'll make sure that we find you. Just listen to America Tonight. Certainly on Monday, I'll make a big deal if anybody nails the score. 35-17. Good guess, Mia. Could be right. Sounded like you had some people with you, too. Maybe it was collective guess. That's the way to do it. What do you think the score is going to be? I like that. All right, email americatonight.net, americatonight.net, or 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. This one from Scott, I didn't jump to that yet. This is from Scott in Texas, and Scott says, what's up with those Cowboys, Katie? I like the Panthers. I am kind of a Cowboy fan. I'm going to say the Panthers win it, though. Because I'm not blind to talent, I think your final score will be 20-7. Ooh, 20-7. I was just thinking about the Panthers and how many points that they've been able to put up. And even if they're being held, somehow they managed to bounce back and have a good second half. So I'm going to say that what's interesting is in this last game in Miami, and they won, they ended the seven-game slot. It was 24-14. Romo, he always puts up numbers, was 18-28, 227 yards, rather. He had two touchdowns. He did have a couple of interceptions, but that doesn't matter. That he just brings back energy to the game, but I just don't think he can bring back that much energy. I mean, Brandon Whedon, Matt Cassel, brutal with the two of them. Dallas is still tied with the worst record in the NFC, but they're two games back of the Giants in the East, and the NFC East is so lame that they certainly could be there at the end. Now, Carolina, an unbeaten team, 10-0. You know, this is, are the Panthers due for a loss? You know, when people say that, hey, that eventually somebody's got to pull them down. Maybe not. It could be a perfect season. We certainly saw that with the Patriots. But I don't think so. I just don't think that the Cowboys have enough in them to do that. You know, the Panthers' defense, total defense, is ranked fourth. And if you look sacks, they're tied for third in sacks. And I can give you all kinds of statistics for whatever that means. But I think it could be a very long day for Tony Romo. A very, very long day. Now, Greg Hardy and the Dallas defense have held three of their last four opponents to 14 or fewer points. But that's the big question. Cam Newton, quarterback for the Panthers, MVP season. Does a guy like Tony Romo cool him off? Ice him off? Is it that game? We have some more emails. Boy, a bunch of the emails. We have some more emails. This may be the most that we've gotten email-wise so far this season. This is from Benjamin. Benjamin says, Kate, listen to the show. Love it. I swear I'll call in next time. Just wanted to jam this to you. Got family around. I'm saying Carolina wins it, and the final score could really be run up. I think the final score is going to be 40-21. 40-21. And I don't believe that the Panthers, who are so good, are going to win the Super Bowl. All of a sudden, people are jumping all over their bandwagon. I don't think they have enough left in their tank. Cam Newton is just not enough to do it. All right, here's one from Sam. Sam says, Kate, I have no idea what I'm doing, but I'm going to say Panthers because I heard you say Panthers. Oh, that's never a good thing. Panthers win it, and I think the score is, let's say, 30-27. Ooh, that would be close. Good luck to everybody who tried to nail the score. Maybe somebody gets an early Christmas present.
Poor turkey, poor turkey. So sorry, don't mean to be a jerky. But it's time for me to be thankful. So your neck I'm gonna strangle.
Turkey murder.
It's time for the holiday.
Turkey murder.
Christmas is on its way.
Turkey murder.
Let us all celebrate.
Pilgrims and Indians rock, yeah.
Gobble, gobble, you shake it to the core. I think you dropped some giblets.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.